And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of Philip Roth, born Newark, 1933. Grew up in a crowded neighborhood where he got to listen to the conversation of his neighbors on summer nights. He said in warm weather, people sat on the stoops and on beach chairs in the driveways. You'd be sweating, trying to sleep, and you'd hear them. You'd hear their conversation all the time, and it'd be very comforting. Went off to college, went on to the University of Chicago, studied English literature, began to write his first short stories. Goodbye Columbus came out in 1959, got good reviews, and then made his name with Portnoy's Complaint, 1969, about Alexander Portnoy and his obsession with sex, a big best-selling book when it came out. Philip Roth has gone on to write many more novels, many of them narrated by a fictional writer, Nathan Zuckerman, including American Pastoral, I Married a Communist, The Human Stain, and Everyman. Philip Roth, who said, I cannot and do not live in the world of discretion, not as a writer anyway. I would prefer to, I assure you. It would make life easier. But discretion is, unfortunately, not for novelists. It's the birthday of the 14th Chief Justice of the United States, Earl Warren, born in Los Angeles, 1891, grew up in Bakersfield. His father worked for the railroad there. And there his father was murdered during an armed robbery. The identity of the assailant was never discovered. Earl Warren went to undergrad and law school at Berkeley and became district attorney for Alameda County, which includes the city of Berkeley. 1942, ran for governor of California as a Republican and won. And for the next election, he won the primaries for the Republican, Democrat, and Progressive parties, all three of them, and essentially ran unopposed in 1946, reelected in 1950. Was appointed Chief Justice by President Eisenhower in 1953 and led the Supreme Court to numerous landmark decisions, the first of which was Brown versus Board of Education, which banned segregation in public schools, Gideon versus Wainwright, in which the court ruled that poor people are entitled to a free lawyer in all criminal cases, Miranda versus Arizona, 1966, requiring that a person being arrested be read their rights. Earl Warren retired from the Supreme Court in 1969. He said, everything I did in my life that was worthwhile, I caught hell for. Here's a poem for today by Walt MacDonald, Anniversary, One Fine Day. Who would sit through a plot as preposterous as ours, married after years apart? Chance meetings may work early in stories, but at operas, darling, in Texas, a bachelor pilot, I fled Laredo for the weekend, stopping at the opera from boredom, music I least expected. Of all the zoos and honky-tonks south of Dallas, who would believe I would find you there, on the stairs, Madame Butterfly, about to start? When you moved 4 years before, I lost all hope of dying happy, dogfighting my way through pilot training, reckless, in terror, only when I saw the man beside you. I had pictured him rich and splendid in my mind 1,000 times, thinking you married with babies somewhere in Tahiti, Spain, the south of France. When I saw the lucky devil I hated, only your date, but I didn't know, he stopped gloating, watching you wave, turned old and bitter like the crone in Shangri-La. Destiny happens only in plays and cheap movies, but here on my desk is your photo, decades later, and I hear sounds from another room of our house, and when I rise, amazed and follow, you are there. A poem by Walt MacDonald, Anniversary, One Fine Day, from Blessings the Body Gave, published by Ohio State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.